Welcome to EMU Chapel on this Friday that once again is the annual beginning of the Virginia Mennonite Relief Sale that benefits the global work of Mennonite Central Committee. My name is Luke Schrock-Hurst, and I am the Virginia representative for MCC and also EMU liaison for MCC here at EMU. This morning, we have the treat of having J. Ron Beiler as our speaker this morning. Ron is the Executive Director of Mennonite Central Committee US. As Executive Director, Ron is responsible for all the MCC programs in the United States and also conjointly with Mennonite Central Committee Canada, helps supervise and oversee all the global work of MCC. Ron, before assuming the Executive Director role for MCC, also has served as Associate Director of Mennonite Church USA, also as interim director of Mennonite Church USA. So without taking further time from Ron, I want to warmly welcome J. Ron Beiler.
I want to bring you greetings from a couple of grads. These are Dan and Jeannie Yancey, who are MCC's area directors for all of Southeast Asia. And this is Michael Sharp, a grad in 2005, who is the coordinator for MCC's programs in Eastern Congo. And also from Adam Sensimost, who with his wife, Sarah, are our staff in Burkina Faso. They send you their greetings. I want to tell you about an experience I had recently. I was in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and I was in a hurry. And I wanted to go to the drugstore, and so I raced down the steps, and my mind kind of said, there's a homeless woman sitting here on the steps. And into the store I went to buy whatever was important for me at that moment. I think it was probably a candy bar. And I was on the way back out, and there was this woman again. This time, there was a young man kneeling down, helping this woman, and turned out she had just been robbed, had lost everything, was disoriented, and simply needed a helping hand. And I had walked on by. I thought about this as I was reading from Luke 10 recently. A religious scholar asked Jesus, "How to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus' response, "What's the scripture say?" And the man thinks about that and says, "Love God with everything you have, and love your neighbor as much as you love yourself." But here in Luke, and this account appears in a couple of the Gospels, here in Luke, the man follows up and asks a question, but who is my neighbor? And then we know this parable, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus talks about a man who's robbed by the side of the road, left for dead. Two religious leaders walk on by, paying no attention. A third comes by, helps the man, not only helps him, but takes him to a hotel and tells the hotel owner that I'll pay whatever it takes, send me the bill. And then Jesus said, and who was the neighbor? Turns the question around, doesn't say who is my neighbor, but how do we be neighbor? And the man says, the one who showed mercy, the one who showed kindness. And Jesus simply says, go and do likewise. I had been no different, perhaps, than those two religious leaders. MCC, Relief, Development, and Peace, in the name of Christ. For those of you less familiar with Mennonite institutions, MCC is the relief and development agency for many Anabaptist, Mennonite, Brethren in Christ groups. We have workers in 60 countries around the world, total resources of about $75 million each year. In the Mennonite world, that's pretty large. In the larger relief and development world that MCC works in, we're a very small agency. We work in relief, development, and peace. Well, what does that mean? Relief. Responding to people's immediate needs. This is from the Philippines, from the typhoon there last fall, and MCC is working along with other organizations, provided emergency food and shelter, also worked to train pastors to provide trauma healing. Development, helping people respond to their own needs. This is from Guatemala, in the little town of La Vega. Here, MCC works with the Catholic Diocese on this project of fish farming. In this very poverty-stricken area, fish provide something to eat. It also provides something to sell in the marketplace so that the men don't have to go to the cities to send money, to earn money and send it back home, or into Mexico to work in the coffee fields, or even to travel as far as the United States. Peace. MCC works to help communities have the resources they need, train communities to have the resources they need to live in harmony with one another. This is from Palestine, where MCC is working with peacemakers of all kinds, Christians, Jews, Muslims, to help build a just community where everyone can live safely. Relief, development, and peace in the name of Christ. A year ago, I met Pastor David Bonilla in the little village of Il Progreso, about an hour outside of Bogota, Colombia. And David was helping to start a Mennonite Brethren church there. And MCC was helping with a school. And shortly before we came, David got in the middle of between a gang dispute, and his life was in danger. And so shortly after we left, he had to leave the community. And simply now is doing some work with MCC and waiting for what God has in store for him next. Relief, development, and peace in the name of Christ. Recently, I was in a little town in upstate Michigan, Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and had a few minutes to share about MCC. And the pastor afterwards asked if anybody had any questions, and this little older woman stood up in the back of the auditorium, and it was a minute before she responded, and she said, I haven't been able to travel much during my lifetime, but through MCC, I get all over the world. Through MCC, I get all over the world. MCC started about 100 years ago. Ukraine, starvation. Mennonites there wrote to their Mennonite brothers and sisters in North America and said, can you help? And it took some time for the various Mennonite groups to decide that they could indeed work together. Some things don't change, but they did. And for a period of about 3 years, Mennonites in North America were helping to feed Mennonites in the Ukraine about for a three-year period of time. That was the start of MCC. Since then, I look at MCC's history again, trying to respond to Jesus' parable. The world is much larger than our own family. And Jesus, I think, is asking us to be a neighbor, not just to the people we know, to our brothers and sisters, even if they are in another part of the world, but to all people in need. That's what MCC history has been about. We're on a journey now. We're on our way to a church in Nairobi, Kenya. The church we're visiting is the North Mathari Mennonite Church. There are about a half dozen Mennonite congregations in Nairobi, and this is probably the largest one. And I was asked to give greetings on behalf of the churches in North America. And I simply said, I give you greetings on behalf of the churches in North America. And immediately, everybody's hands waved in the air. So I'm going to try it here. I give you greetings on behalf of the churches in Nairobi, Kenya. Come on, guys. Okay? And then somebody would say, God is good. What was the response? All the time. All the time. God is good. After the service, which was longer than I am usually used to, I had to take a trip out back. And then I spied up in the corner, you may not be able to read it, a little sign that says MCC and Menno Kids. And it's an advertisement for MCC's work with the churches in the community to talk about some sanitation needs. I learned that 50% of people in hospitals around the world are in the hospital because of waterborne diseases. And so the churches here are trying to address that particular need. And out on the other side of the church, they're also working at a water purification, system to provide clean water for the community. Out around the other side of the church is a school, probably a footprint the school no bigger than your house, where they educate about 450, 500 children each day. The next day, I traveled across town to the Eastleigh community, and this is a community where there's a large Somali refugee population, and on occasion, there is tension between the minority Somali Muslim community and the majority Kenyan Christian community. And so this is where the Kenyan churches have decided to put an education center. Their hope here simply is education and recreation. Their hope here is simply as young adults come together to learn together, to participate in sports together, that perhaps in getting to know each other, they can reduce the tension in the community. Another day while I was in Kenya, in Nairobi, I drove a couple hours outside the city to see one of MCC's project here with our partner, the Yotoni Development Association. I wanted to see a sand dam. Do you know what a sand dam is? A wonderful, wonderful development. Well, we got on a bus and went to this particular community where we're going to see the sand dam. But these women were here to greet us, and they wanted to sing with us and pray with us and tell us about their community. And so we did that first, and then I got to see my sand dam. Took a couple hundred people to build over a period of 23 days, or you could call it a two-year process, because it takes that long for this community to get to the place where they trusted each other, could work together in order to build this sand dam. And this isn't the same sand dam, but it gives you a better sense of the construction. It's simply a retainer wall built, and then the sand fills in behind it, and it stores water, clean water. And the women told us that they no longer have to walk miles each day for water. There's enough water for crops, and the water that's here is cleaner and safer to drink. And in a way I don't understand, the water table rises downstream, and it rises upstream as well. Just a marvelous, marvelous development where this partner of MCC's is working in a number of communities throughout the area. We're traveling now. You can see the map of Kenya where Nairobi is, and we want to travel across Lake Victoria. You can see the little countries of Burundi and Rwanda, maybe Lake Kivu, which is between Rwanda and Eastern Congo. This is Goma on the northern shore of Lake Kivu in Eastern Congo, a town mostly destroyed by a volcano a number of years ago. And we traveled down around Goma, around Lake Kivu, to the internally displaced camps. There are camps, there are thousands and thousands of internally displaced people in Eastern Congo, a residue of the warring and fighting, the genocide in Rwanda and Burundi 20 years ago. There are groups of soldiers in the area, and there are groups of soldiers from Congo as well, and it creates a situation where people need to leave their homes. And so MCC is working in this particular IDP camp. You can tell MCC's presence by the blue tarps. We talked to the elders of this community. They are Batwa people. Some people might refer to them as pygmies. Even in an environment of Hutus and Tutsis, where there has been where those particular groups have not always gotten along, this group really is. Discriminated against by the other cultures in the community. So they wanted to have their own camp where they could feel safe. This woman in another camp told us that her village is a couple days walk away. She'd been back three times in the last 6 years since the 300 families made their way to the camp. And soldiers are still there, and it's still not safe to go back. One of the many of the people who are displaced don't actually live in camps. They've just they hang out with other families in the community, and so one of MCC's approaches has been to rent fields where both the host family and the displaced family can grow crops. It kind of circles around, because then these families are able to have enough money to rent their own land next year, and additional families then can rent the fields. And this is a school where MCC sponsors some of the displaced children. We're back to the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's one that continues to speak strongly to me. Who is our neighbor? How do we show kindness? And I remember Jesus' words, simple words, go and do likewise. Mennonite Central Committee, Relief, Development, and Peace, in the name of Christ. Go to the relief sale this weekend.
Would you pray with me? Let's pray for a blessing for the sale this weekend. God, we thank you for the leadership of Ron and Luke and so many others who are caring for the good work of Mennonite Central Committee, and so many volunteers locally and regionally who have prepared for the sale that opens this evening. We ask your blessing upon the fundraising efforts. Multiply what is gathered in this fundraising, that it might be shared generously with our brothers and sisters and cousins around the world. In the name of Christ, amen.